In the name of the Holy Spirit, who is our helper. Amen. Today, we celebrate the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. We celebrate the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Christ, before ascending to heaven, promised his believers that another counselor would come, and God kept his promise by sending the Holy Spirit among the believers. Most of us probably have seen paintings of this incredible day. The Holy Spirit is God, and he is a spirit, which means he doesn't have a physical body. However, he appeared like the form of fire to the people gathered to celebrate the Pentecost. Why did the Holy Spirit do this? He became visible for the sake of the people. He wanted the people to see the evidence of his presence and be comforted. God is powerful, and whenever the Lord interacts with his creation, something extraordinary happens, especially when he would interact with his crown of creation, us humans. The book of Acts chapter 2 gives that long list of people gathered in Jerusalem from all over the Roman world. Why were they in Jerusalem in the first place? Pentecost was one of the major Jewish feasts. And people from all over the Jewish diaspora would come together in Jerusalem to worship the Lord during this feast. It is interesting that Pentecost was the occasion to thank God for the harvest of crops, especially wheat. The point of the feast was to emphasize that the Lord was the one who gave the ability to work. Additionally, the Jews reminded themselves that it was God who made crops to grow and yield the harvest, that the Lord was responsible for everything. Perhaps the Jews were tempted to view only the physical blessings on Pentecost, but God sent the Holy Spirit to focus on his desire to save souls of people as well. As 1 Timothy 2 tells us, God wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. A festival of harvest would now become a festival of God harvesting souls. So as the reading from Acts chapter 2 tells us, the Holy Spirit gave to his small band of believers special abilities to speak in different languages. What a remarkable miracle. These simple men of Galilee were able to speak their messages not only in the Greek language, which all those visitors to Jerusalem could already understand, but in the local heart languages of these people from all the various regions of the Roman Empire and beyond. It's common here in the United States for us to hear people talking in different languages. English is the official language, but there are people from all over the world living in this country. It's interesting for me and my family when we hear people speaking Portuguese besides ourselves. If that happens when we are in a store, our kids even come to us and say in Portuguese, "Papai, aquelas pessoas estão falando português." "Dad, those people are speaking Portuguese." But at the same time, hearing other people speaking your heart language gives us this feeling of coming home where everything is familiar. All those people in Jerusalem in the day of Pentecost had come from many places. Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Asia, Egypt, Libya, Rome, and many other places. They all had homes somewhere else. And yet, to God's faithful people in those days, Jerusalem was always to be like coming home. Like, you know, going off to college or moving to the other side of the country, then getting a job there and staying. It's your address, it's where you have your things, and it's where you pay your taxes. But, oh, so sweet to get back to mom and dad's. And hear the down-home phrases. Maybe even fall back into that old accent again that you used to have. Faithful visitors to Jerusalem had not been able to do that because their heart languages were the languages of all those distant countries. When they came to Jerusalem, they could get along just fine with Greek. It was the common language of that day. Jews living in different parts of the world knew it. But it was impersonal, for business, not for intimate conversations among friends and family. It would have been wonderful to hear God's good news, the gospel, in their native heart languages. Then Jerusalem would be like coming home, even hundreds of miles from where they lived. Well, that's what suddenly happened at Pentecost. Suddenly, they could hear the wonderful words of God, Jesus' death and resurrection for their salvation, as the sweet words of mom and dad, the way they meant them most. An amazing miracle. How sweet for all those listeners. It's the part of the Pentecost story that many remember the best. Some Christian groups today emphasize a lot of this speaking in tongues from Acts chapter 2. Especially speaking tongues that no one can understand. Unfortunately, they then miss the real importance of the day of Pentecost. They overlook that the different tongues spoken by the prophets on Pentecost were recognizable languages, clearly understood by the hearers. And the focus should not be on the people speaking in other languages. Attention should be given to the one who gave these abilities. It's common temptation to praise the creation rather than the creator. The believers who had gathered on Pentecost were proclaiming the mighty works of God, the reading says. The reading gives no details on what these first messages were about. However, they were surely connected to how the promise given to the Old Testament people were fulfilled in Christ, just the way Jesus explained to the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. After hearing these languages, what were the reactions of the people? Some were amazed, but some started to mock that these Galileans were just drunk. Peter, a disciple who had denied Christ 3 times to save his skin, now he stood up courageously and defended his brothers by reminding all those gathered of the words spoken by the prophet Joel. God made the promise to pour out his Spirit on all people. Pentecost is the time when his promise was fulfilled. The Old Testament believers trusted that the Lord would follow through on what he said, and he did. Now, how is the fulfillment of Joel's prophecy relevant to us today? The Holy Spirit continues to convert to faith people of all nations and continues to preserve people in the faith just the way he did in the first century with both Jews and Gentiles, males and females, slaves and free. These faithful people of God then carry out the Great Commission themselves. They truly became the witnesses of God's love in Christ. And the gospel of Christ was proclaimed in many places, especially when those first believers return home. We are even the evidence of the work of the Holy Spirit done by the voices of those faithful Christians. Somehow, the gospel has reached our ears and our hearts. We've heard what brought these first believers together. Jesus, his death on the cross, his rising from the grave, that has taken away our sins. The Holy Spirit has ever since been announcing Christ crucified. That's the reason we know now Christ as our Savior. God's desire to save started from the beginning of time, and he is still at work today. The Holy Spirit is strengthening our faith through the gospel and sacraments. The Word of God is the power of God for salvation to all who believe. That same assurance then energizes us to be the people of Pentecost today. As Paul says in 2 Corinthians, we are the jars of clay bearing the treasure. The Lord uses people like us, sinful and weak, to speak the gospel to others. How can we do this? Through the Holy Spirit, who is our helper, as Jesus says. He is our helper. It is the Holy Spirit living in us who is saving people, and he alone is enabling us to proclaim his gospel. All of us have a Spirit-given language of some sort, a way to reach out to the people around us who do not yet know Jesus or believe in him. It may not be a literal language like Spanish or Chinese or Portuguese. It may be a skill that we have that brings us into contact with people who need help. A gift like nursing, accounting, or building. It may be a gift of caring or hospitality. Something that helps us build relationships with our neighbors, that create that heart connection, and ultimately allows us to share our faith with them. Whatever our language is, it is one that God can use to bring his love and mercy to other people. We just have to be willing. We just have to be willing. But whenever we may feel disappointed or frustrated or not capable because of, you know, our frailties and sins. We need to remember our gracious God, who sacrificed himself for us on the cross. He did not remain dead there, but kept his promise by conquering death. By his conquering death, given to us by the Holy Spirit, our God will accomplish his will through us, just the way those simple Galileans became the proclaimers of the Almighty God on Pentecost. This will be the mission of the Christian church in the world, and also here at Faith Lutheran, until that other day that the prophet Joel foresaw, and that Peter also preached about on Pentecost. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. Jesus is coming back again. Our Lord Jesus Christ will come back to judge the living and the dead. Because of his sacrifice and forgiveness proclaimed to us at Pentecost and proclaimed by us since Pentecost, we and countless others will welcome that last day, the day of the Lord, with praises of Christ that will never end. In the name of the Holy Spirit, who is our helper. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.